94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
We're talking shopping today because, you know, it is the most wonderful time of the year to go shopping.
Hi.
Hello. I have Barbara and Jen in here at the studio with me. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
We are going to be talking about a pretty fun event called White Saturday that you guys have something to do with. So we'll get to that in just a second. But what is White Saturday?
White Saturday is an all-day event in downtown historic Buchanan. The event is sponsored by the City of Buchanan, the City's Downtown Development Authority, and also the Buchanan Area Chamber of Commerce. And it's an event where we're encouraging people to visit our cute little small town, patronize our small businesses on Small Business Saturday, and kick off their holiday season.
I love it. In addition to, of course, doing some shopping downtown, you guys also have set up some cool things like a parade. Santa will be there and we'll get crafts and we'll get into that. But I wanted to pick your brain real quick. First of all, Barbara, how are you involved?
I am the chairwoman of the Buchanan Downtown Development Authority. So It's a small organization that serves our downtown business owners. And we are working to promote our downtown and our businesses.
You also work at the library, yes?
I am the director of the Buchanan District Library, who will also be involved that day.
I heard that's where Santa's going to be.
Yes, he will. So Santa's first sighting will be at 11 a.m. at the Buchanan District Library.
I love it. And then, Jen, how are you involved?
I'm a local business owner. I own Soldier Guitar Straps, and we are also putting on a new craft fair in town called the Bliss Craft Fair.
Okay, is that happening the same day?
Yep, same day, 10 to 7.
Very cool. I love it. Well, I just say let's run through, first of all, the things that we'll be able to go do and attend while we're there that day. So easy, real simple, whitesaturday.org.
Yes, so you can get a full timeline of the day's events on whitesaturday.org. There's also a Facebook event on Facebook. Just search White Saturday. We're the only group out there that has this event name. And activities start as early as 10 a.m. Okay. You can visit our art center. And with your family, make crafts. They have a small artist sale going on. We also have Fernwood Botanical Garden participating.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be able to visit with them all day and make some of the items that they're offering, other craft things. The public library has a number of opportunities that day for families.
Okay. I know this is a really silly question, but if you're unfamiliar, like I am, with, I guess, some of the things that there are to shop for in Buchanan, can you give us an example?
We've got a number of antique stores that span the last two centuries. We've got everyone from Allen Roban to Dean Antiques and Abandoned Relic. We also have great places to shop for holiday gifts, home decor, clothing. There's Julie's Wear and Share, Slocum Gifts, and we're also having a craft fair that we should have about 20 vendors inside.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all handmade from Southwest Michigan, including our company Soldier, which we have a number of guitar straps and handmade things out of recycled seat belt, vintage fabric.
So this is cool though, because in addition to, of course, making regular visits to people who are there all the time, you are creating this whole, I guess, market of crafts and handmade things that we can go and purchase as well.
Yeah, we're just bringing as much fun as we can on, you know, one of the best days of the season in Buchanan, and we're looking forward to having everybody there.
Now, I know we've referenced White Saturday, and I would hope that people understand when Small Business Saturday is, but just in case they don't.
So Small Business Saturday is a nationwide initiative that's sponsored by American Express, and it just encourages folks to think small when they start their holiday shopping to patronize their local businesses.
So we have Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and then White Saturday. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be November 25th this year. Things will kick off again in Buchanan around 10 a.m. and really, they just run until people leave.
They do. So we have a traditional holiday parade at 5:30 p.m., which runs down our historic downtown street, which is Front Street. And that's followed by a holiday lighting. And after that big ceremony, kids have the opportunity to meet with Santa one-on-one. We have a cookie reception after. So you really can make a day of it.
I have so many questions with just that information. Okay, so is it too late to become a part of the parade?
It is not. You can find more information about participating in the parade on our Facebook page.
Okay. Just look for White Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good to know. Otherwise, just go and watch. It's going to kick off at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay. If I'm unfamiliar with where, I guess, downtown is, what's the easiest way to describe how to get there?
I guess if you're coming from the bypass, so you're coming from up in St. Joe, Benton Harbor area, you get off at exit 5 and you'll see signs for Buchanan.
Perfect. You follow them.
Take a right. Go right, and it's gonna drop you right downtown. Okay. You won't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then so that's just the parade. That's at 5:30, and then you said Santa will be at the library starting at 11. However, you said a lot of kids will hang out after the parade as well.
They will. So okay. Buchanan has this really wonderful place called our Common, and it's a big open space with a large band shell.
Cool.
And that's where we flip the switch for the holiday lights, but it's also where Santa sets up after the parade, and we allow kids to line up, hundreds of them, one by one, and everybody gets a turn.
It's reminding me of the movie that we all love, Christmas Story. They're just outside the line of the store. How long have you guys been doing this event?
This is our, I think, our second big year. We've always had a White Saturday event. Mm-hmm. We've always sort of promoted Small Business Saturday, but last year was the first year we did the parade, and we're really trying to make this a big event for Buchanan.
Yeah, put some more focus on it each year and keep it growing. Let's talk about the craft stuff.
Okay.
Where's it happening at?
Well, it's right on Front Street. The address is 217. It's a new building that's just opened, actually just opening for the first time. Our grand opening is going to be at White Saturday.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. And we still have a crafters spaces available,
good to know.
We're trying to get the more the merrier.
So let's talk about the, if you're listening and you make something, what's I guess the rules and regulations for being able to vend?
Well, I think you just send your information over to, if you go again to whitesaturday.org, there'll be a contact link there and you can submit, and we're just going to fill it until it's full.
Cool. How much does it cost?
It's $20 for a spot, but we are including, some set up coffee and donuts.
$20
and providing lunch.
You sell one item for $20 and you made it worth your while.
We're just trying to bring more fun and, some entertainment. But there's also a lot of other great places in the neighborhood to go. I know we have a bunch of salons and spas, and they're offering incentives that day. We also have breweries. Layman's Brewery is kind of new to Buchanan. They're offering some things over there. There's the Union Coffee House and the B&W Pub. And also we have some flower shops. There's Flowers by Anna.
And Sandy's Floral Boutique also, who has a really cool giveaway that day. You can enter to win floral arrangements for a year.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got engaged, so I need to go.
Oh, there you go.
You need that.
Day for a year.
Once
a month for a year. Yeah,
can I just take all of those at one time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So really, I wanted to do a quick $20. I think that's amazing. If you're listening and you make some kind of handcrafted item, I can visit the website to maybe get registered and attend that day as far as selling items.
Yeah.
Okay. So whitesaturday.org. Now, if I just want to go and shop, how long will the craft portion of this be open? Do you have that set yet?
We're open the whole time, 10 to 7.
Okay.
And we've got, our downtown's going to fill up fast. So when you're on your way into town, we are going to have some signs out for additional parking. And the downtown, although we have all this stuff going on, it's pretty compact. So you'll be able to, make your rounds.
So if it's cold, you don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, you're going to be in and out of the shops. And, there's plenty of places. I think there's wreath making. There's also places where kids can come and help make the bags that are going to light the way for Santa. So there's tons of kids' activities and crafts that day. So, it's definitely a family day.
Yeah, so bring the kids, mm-hmm. bring the entire family. And really, you could, by the sounds of it, we could just make an all-day activity out of this.
Yes, that's fun.
You could eat at our
restaurants. Get coffee in the morning mm-hmm. and see Santa.
Yes.
Okay, then in the afternoons when you hit up one of the breweries.
That's right.
Get my nails done at one of the salons.
Yes, there you go.
See, uh-huh. And then shop, okay?
Yeah.
And then let's just do a real quick recap. For anyone who's unfamiliar with, I guess, the Buchanan Area Chamber of Commerce, and then you say the other one.
The Downtown Development Authority, or DDA.
Where might we be able to learn more and keep up with what you guys do?
The Buchanan Area Chamber of Commerce's website. I'm not the chamber director, it's BACC, .org, perhaps.
I get the emails sent mm-hmm. to me regularly, and mm-hmm. that actually shows a lot of what they do, including stuff like this.
Yes, and you can sign up for their newsletter if you want to stay in the loop about Buchanan businesses and what's happening in the chamber, and you can find more information about the DDA on the city's website.
Beautiful. Otherwise, to learn more about this and really just plan on stepping out of town, really not out of town. We call Buchanan town, really. We're Southwest Michigan. So how far away? We're in Benton Harbor right now.
Oh, this is a quick 20-minute drive.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes.
Beautiful. It's much easier than going to try to find a mall or an outlet store. They're all out of town. So
yes.
Even better, you can just head there. Downtown Buchanan, White Saturday, whitesaturday.org. Also look for them on Facebook. We're going to kick it off at 10. That is when, I guess, craft fair and everything, all the shops are
businesses
opening.
Businesses are opening.
Okay,
yep.
mm-hmm. Very cool. Santa, main man, he'll be there at 11 on the library.
Yes, he will. And then he'll make an appearance again in the parade and then on the common after.
Okay, parade is at 5:30.
Yes.
And what am I missing? If you want to be a vendor for crafts, you can still do so.
Mm-hmm.
So
not too late.
Is there a deadline date we're looking at, or...?
When we're open. Full, we're open. We're open right now. When we're full, we'll shut it down. But right now, we're open.
Okay. And then also parades. I guess what kind of people do you have right now who might be able to participate in that if I want to go and be in the parade?
You can be in the parade.
I could.
Mm-hmm. Last year, we had everything from pet contests to people who brought their horses. We had a little grouping of historic tractors. Mm-hmm. Our fire departments participated.
Perfect. Could be group, anything. Mm-hmm.
This is like the perfect hometown event, you know, for everybody who came in for Thanksgiving. You know, you can go get tired and do all your running around on Friday and then get
this
your nap in.
A day
and
of
then,
fun.
Yes. And then come down to Buchanan for the real fun.
Well, you had me, I guess, kind of interested when you said wreath making.
Yeah.
So crafts like that, where are all these going to be taking place at? Just here and there?
They will be positioned around town. So Fernwood will be set up outside, actually on Front Street. You won't be able to miss them. The Buchanan Art Center has its own building also downtown, and the library also has a large building downtown, and each of those three groups has a different activity.
Beautiful. I like it. There's going to be a lot going on for yourself or for you and the kids, even a date day.
Yeah, of course. Make a date of it.
I like it. And all the stuff that we just talked about, and I'm sure even more, is listed at a really convenient website, whitesaturday.org. Again, whitesaturday.org. Or just look for them on Facebook. White Saturday should pop right up. And ladies, thanks for organizing this. It's pretty fun. And it's making me excited for Christmas.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
White Saturday happening, and enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.